Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
The Shaft and Lethal Drive have teamed up to bring you the best Minecraft SMP experience in the world with lightning-fast custom control panels, expert support and sales team, all from an approved host of MinecraftForum.net. LethalDrive.com, the cutting edge in game servers. Get yours today at LethalDrive.com/theshaft. And be sure to use the coupon code THESHAFT, all one word.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 78, recorded on April 15th, 2012.
I'm Brent Covelin.
I'm Wes Wilson.
Too slow.
I'm Eric Fullerton.
He's Eric Fullerton.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Too slow.
See, you aren't a genius.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too slow.
That's right. We're geniuses this week, and we'll tell you why in a little bit later. But for now, we shall introduce our guest this week, Vuittori.
Did you just call him Week?
Yo, what, everyone?
Hello.
What's up?
How's it going in New Zealand?
It's getting cold now.
And it is very early in the morning. You had to get up to talk to us.
Very fools. Early Monday morning.
Yeah, craziness. So we're going to be talking to you about this amazing project called Project 1845, which once completed will be the largest one-to-one scale replica in the entire sandbox game genre. Who's winning right now? Second Life?
Yes, Second Life has a partial reconstruction of Rome.
Has Rome, okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So should we go in there and, like, destroy it?
Destroy it.
I'm just kidding. I'm not really saying that.
Second Life.
So, so this is a scale replica of Beijing City back in 1740 AD. That's kind of cool. So how did this come about? Are you a fan of Beijing?
Well, I lived in Beijing for 2 years, so I fell in love with the place. But it's actually Mojang themselves that got me started on this project. C418 visited our server, and at the time I built a few things, and they... C418 tweeted that it was the most impressive architecture he'd ever seen. And I was upset because I thought I could do better. So I started with building a replica of the Forbidden City. And as at that time, no one had built a complete one-to-one replica. And then I found this, the oldest complete map of Beijing. It's from 1740. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what the hell? 10 years of my life.
Yeah.
You remember talking about a lot of this a long time ago on the show?
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. So a couple months ago. I heard about this on Minecraft Monday show.
And back then I was thinking, man, someone's crazy. And now we get to meet them.
Yes. And it's really cool to see. I went on the server back then. I need to go now because
I do remember that, actually.
You do remember me going on there?
Yes.
That's cool. Yes. And it was packed, too. I remember seeing just so many walled-off areas and temples and all kinds of cool landscapes and stuff. So I took a lot of rails. You can ride around and tour the city.
There is three rail loops. Each one takes about half an hour each. Once the project's completed, it'll be one rail loop that takes about 12 hours nonstop.
That's crazy.
Oh my God.
Okay, and talking about that, Eric was telling me that you're only 1% done so far.
1.4%.
Like, how do you, yeah, like, I'm like, how do you get to 2%? Like,
wow. And that's been
well, after lots of maths, I realized it'll take 2.1 billion blocks. So I just used that as my 100% goal.
Wow.
Hmm.
So, okay, so construction has been going strong for 42 weeks, which is 9 months, right? And so at any given time, about how many builders do you have?
I have about 3 or 4, usually.
Okay.
Usually people come in, I train them up, because it's not as simple as go build that house. You know, got to follow a set standards.
Yeah.
So we get the official world record. And so they build for a few weeks, and then they go nuts and
run get on the poppy train, right? They can't take it anymore.
I've actually had someone get nauseous from the scale of trying to help build it.
Yeah.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
So does anyone like leave a block laying around, and then you're walking through and you go, that block does not belong here? Are you getting to where you recognize?
Oh, yeah. I even have worse. I told someone to build a floor. I said, okay, follow this pattern, build the floor in this outline. And I come back later and they've built a spa pool. I'm like, seriously.
A starport?
A spa pool.
Oh, a spa pool in there. Oh, gotcha. Spaceport.
I'm like, they got the wrong idea.
For my accent.
Wow. That is crazy. And look, I remember looking at your website, and there was a lot of really cool add-ons and things like that that I had never seen before anywhere else. One was the you could see where everybody is in real time on the server. Yep. Which is great, because I had that open while I was on the server.
Making sure you were staying away from mods while you were griefing?
Yes, exactly. No, just to, you know, just kind of get the scope of things. Like, how far are people...
It's a pretty popular bucket mod called DynMap. You'd get lost quite easily if we did not have that map tool.
What Eric doesn't know is that we actually have that on the Shaftlands.
Oh, we have that on the Shaftlands.
I'm pretty sure Toasted Jelly put that. No, it's been there like for a long time.
Oh, forever? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, another thing I had never seen, how about that, is a live block counter.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, that was... We've got mod developers that actually are on our server. So it's like, hey, we got this idea for a mod, and they go, yep, sure, and they whip it up. And so, yeah, it's a custom, yeah.
That's cool.
Custom mod.
And are you looking for more builders all the time, or does it kind of take more time to actually train builders to build?
It does take a while to train them, and I get about 5-10 people a day saying, yeah, sure, I'll help. And they don't know what they're getting themselves into, so usually I end up as much as I don't want to, I have to ignore them and wait for actually someone that's wanting to help actually show they want to help. You know?
Maybe you need a team leader who's in charge of training people, and you have training classes, and you could turn it into school.
Yeah, and maybe do the area where you give people plots where they can build. You know, you say we want you to build this house or whatever, and then you import it to the area where it goes. And that way, you're not having to if they screw up something. Oh well, you just don't import it.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know why we're trying to he's got it going. He's been going for a long time. I was like, oh, hey,
I've got a question. at 42 months and 1% completed, this is not...
9 months.
9 months.
Not 42 months.
Nine months. I'm sorry. I was thinking 42 weeks. Pardon me.
Yeah.
So at 42 weeks and 1% completed, that's not good. That's 90 years worth of work, isn't it?
Nine.
Well, 1%. The plan is 9, maybe 9, but if we did it legit, it would take about 95 years if we had 15 people each working 40 hours a week on it. So, it's a death sentence if you did it legit. So, doing it ever so slowly, but once the foundations are built, it kind of domino effect it.
You're saying you're going to copy and paste houses. That's what he's going to do. I know it.
You got to do it.
No.
You got to do it.
There's about 600,000 unique buildings.
Ouch. Wow.
So.
Yeah, but come on, honestly. People wouldn't really notice if you put this project over here, right? Just copy. Do a little change in color.
I'm lucky that even back in the 1700s, the Chinese had their equivalent of subdivisions, you know? Building 50 houses that look identical. So in those moments, it's like, yay, copy paste.
Yeah.
Or, the city walls is, you know, build a little section and stretch it out.
And I hear tons and tons of rice fields.
Yeah.
Rice fields, yes. So
yes, the rice fields have started being planted. So yeah.
Hey, you know, you could get some of these untrained people to mine blocks for you, because you're doing all this legit, right? You're mining all these blocks.
What? Sure.
No, you aren't mining any of this, are you?
It's a survival server.
Okay, so the Forbidden City section was built legit, and that took 4 months, 4.2 million blocks, and we had the Forbidden City on its own map. So we had these farms and mines and that everyone, all these random people, helped gather blocks for it. And that was before sheep could be breed. You could breed sheep. So sheep became an endangered species on our server for quite a while. But people can go onto the server right now and look at this giant hole and, like, that's what the Forbidden City was made of.
Excellent.
Well, these giant expanses of plantation forests, and like, that's where we got the wood from.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
So I'm looking at the live block counter here, and the top three thing. What would you think the very top the most used cobblestone? What do you think, Wes?
Wood.
The answer is cobblestone. 27% of the entire makeup is cobblestone, which is actually eight. Is that 8 million?
And then wool.
Yeah, 8.9
million.
Wool's
the next
million.
One. Going with wool, second block.
Okay, what do you think, Wes?
Wood.
Wood? The second one is stone brick, 16% makeup. And the last, the top three, so the third one is, what do you think?
Wool.
You think wool?
Wood.
Stationary water.
No!
7% made up of water. Oh. Isn't that crazy? And then, I'm not going to go down the whole list.
What has been built so far? So,
oh yeah, I think it's
quite
interesting.
It's quite easy to make a lake.
Oh yeah, I think it's interesting that the fourth one is still decorative stuff. It's oak leaves, so it's a lot of, like, you know, bushes and hedges and, you know.
So,
decorative.
But how many times do you have these times when, like, say you're building the Great Wall, and you know, like, you're done with the Great Wall, and then you're running back and you're like, holy crap, I missed that one, you know, two bricks here, which pushed everything off two bricks. Like, do you have instances where that happens?
I've done that so many times. Building a wall, and it's like two very long walls meeting up, and it's like they're supposed to exactly join up, but they're like ending up being like 150 blocks away from each other. And I realize that there's like one block margin of error through the whole thing.
Oh,
that's got to be painful.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well,
any times that.
Well, one other thing. Like, do you have any kind of a measurement tool? Like that's the other mod that I actually talked about this like 50 episodes ago. Was the idea of being able to like measure things. Like, do you sit there and just hand count 1, 2, 3, 4? Do you have
World Edit plugin?
Yeah.
You can use that to measure. You know, you click it with the left.
Gotcha.
I think it's left click with a wooden axe and right click somewhere else, and it'll tell you how many blocks in that line.
Oh, that's handy.
That saves a lot of time.
Okay, very cool.
A lot of remeasurements needed.
Interesting.
Man, I think you need to, like, get some, I don't know, like, some other crazy people interested to get them to do it for you.
Like some Chinese people?
I always
surprisingly, if you're spending in China, it's Minecraft is unheard of over there.
Really?
Untapped market? What?
Yeah, there you go.
We need to figure that out. Do they have Netflix?
Somebody needs to let them know about our podcast. Get them interested in the game.
Netflix is censored over there.
It's okay, as long as they can get it. As long as they can pay for it.
What?
Speaking of sponsors here, before we go on, we've gotten a lot of sponsors today.
Yeah, that was a good one.
What?
That was a good segue. I liked it. I thought it was a good one.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, now you messed it up.
I know.
So, each and every week, our show is sponsored by incredible listeners, just like these folks we're about to read out. Do you want to do the honors here? The first one is a Minecraft server.
Yeah, this is it's a sponsor. They're Crafting Ninjas! Exclamation point. And it's a new Minecraft Q&A site, and it's called craftingninjas.com. I have not checked out their site. Did you look at it?
I have not yet.
Okay.
But I will after the show, and everybody else should go to craftingninjas.com.
Craftingninjas.com. And it will be in the show notes, so if you have any curiosity, you can go to the show notes at theshaftpodcast.com and see it there.
Yeah.
And of course, there's TH_company_101 who says,
check out my channel. It's the Always Infinity Minecraft. Yay!
And Adam, who says,
happy birthday to Mr. Hedgehog, lol.
Happy birthday, Mr. Hedgehog, lol.
Is it lol in his name?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
And next we have Chromie, who says,
working on Death Dome 2.0. It's going to be huge. It's already big in Japan, I hear.
I want to see Death Dome.
And of course, there's Nastamarin_Ann, who shares,
I'm drunk. Darn. What's your excuse?
Nasty man.
And we have none.
Oh, Jenny.
Oh, I was wondering. I didn't know if it was going to happen.
I know. It almost, we almost got by it. Yeah. So this segment of the show is sponsored by Netflix.
Netflix.
Yay!
Which I hear they can't get in China yet.
I hear, but it's an untapped market.
But you can in Europe, except for Germany, I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a problem. We have a friend who's in the chat room right now who signed up for a Netflix account in Germany, and it didn't work.
So, so everybody else in Europe, sign up for one and then have him over.
Yeah. Yeah. Share your password, even though you're not supposed to do that, and we shouldn't be promoting that kind of nonsense.
Yeah, probably not. If you are the sponsor, stop listening 2 minutes ago.
Yes.
Okay, but, you know, I actually watched all of My Little Pony this weekend with my kids. All thanks to Netflix. So I'd like to give a little personal thanks to Netflix for My Little Pony.
Pinkie Pie's your favorite, isn't she?
No. I don't have a favorite. I'm stopping that conversation right there. But we did, and finally when we finished the whole series, I got to move on to AFV, and not the ones with Bob Saget. I know that's your favorite, Wes. But they have so much AFV, which is America's Funniest Videos, and it will keep you in stitches and laughing all night, day long.
Yep.
So just go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty and sign up. It helps us, and you'll get a free 30-day trial. And then after that, it's what, $8 a month? For a crap load of TV and movies.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do a search for an actor if you want. Like, do a search for Steve Martin. I'll show you a bunch of Steve Martin movies and watch them all. I love watching stuff like that. Yeah, I just put an actor's name in and I'll just have like a week where I'll just watch their movies. You know, it's kind of cool. Yes, Netflix.
That's nice.
Netflix.com/deadworkersparty.
Now, speaking of my kids, because they were with me this weekend, and my son showed me a bug he found. I guess it's a bug in Minecraft. He goes, Dad, come here and watch this. And he had this, like, fencing area set up with fence on the ground, and he had eggs, and he, like, throws an egg onto the corner, and a pig just starts spinning on the corner of the fence. It just spins.
Nice!
Spins. And he's like, isn't that cool? And then he does it again, and it just spins. So he can recreate it as much as he wants, and it just... Like, why does it happen?
I don't know.
I guess it's trying to get off the fence, maybe?
Spinning pig poles.
Yeah.
But it can't, so it
sit and
spins.
Spin.
Yeah. Yep. So, go try it.
Weird.
It'll be fun. But that's, you know, that was about my week of
sitting
of
and spinning.
Minecraft, besides watching some of these lovely world-burning videos coming out.
Yep.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, the world burns. We're on episode 8 or something, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, 8. And, going right along with that, it's a pretty long series, so we might be about halfway through, maybe, something like that.
Yeah, probably going to record some more tonight, so stick around after. You might get some behind the scenes of it.
Yep, we're going to record some more. And anyway, so that's been pretty fun. Also this week, right after the show, right after episode 77, me and Wes jumped into Twit's server.
That's
Leo Laporte's network. And it's mc.twit.tv. That's the server name, and anybody can jump in. There's a survival and a creative. And the creative, they haven't yet imported the studio yet, but they have a remake of the whole Twit studio, Twit Brickhouse. And so that's not in yet, but anyway, but me and Wes jumped in there and just kind of was messing around, and everybody seemed to know who we were already.
Yeah.
Hey, cool, it's the Shaft guys, awesome. So anyway.
I meant to get on there again this week, and I just didn't think about it.
Yeah.
I forgot about it.
So I'm just kind of messing around on there, and I'm still waiting for the studio to be imported so I can check it out and sit in Leo's chair and pretend I'm Leo. That'd be cool. Yeah.
Leo.
And my week was filled with doing the World Burns, when he did, and then doing a little bit of the getting on the Twit server. Which are we going to build a logo there? Should we do that? Should we do it?
I think it would be awesome to make a logo there. Okay. I mean, we're kind of bad at doing logos at other people's servers. Remember the one?
Well, yeah, but that's because we had a big crowd.
Yeah.
Well, it was the lag more than anything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm assuming their server doesn't lag.
Yeah, they've got a 300-person server. I think they can handle the three of us.
And if we get some people on to help, no help.
Maybe like two or three, not 20 like we had last time.
We can
and
get
do
some,
the whole Earl, like the Chef Podcast. Is that going too far?
If we can alert... China of the existence of Minecraft, then maybe we can get some workers that way.
Yeah. And let's just spend a few hours and we'll recreate China on their server.
Yeah, just a few hours. That's all it'll take.
Yeah. Well, you know, we can do world edit, copy paste.
Or 100 years. Either one. A few hours, 100 years.
HBOS 1, HBOS 2.
Yes. Sorry. So what have you been up to, Batory?
I think I know.
This week?
I've been building a few tombs, a few gardens.
Nice.
But I also tried the ticket. That's it. Technic multiplayer. You know, the one with the you're the machines, quarries that mine rock cells. And it's the first time I've done survival in many, many, many months. So I kept dying every 2 minutes.
Wow. So how much do you work on it? I mean, are you the main builder? Like, are you in there more than everybody else?
I'm the main builder. It's about 90% of what you see in there so far I've done myself.
Wow.
Dang.
Some people might call that crazy.
If you want the job done right, you got to do it yourself.
Yeah. Wow.
So developed any nervous ticks along the way?
So I've got plenty of time to catch up on building.
Yeah.
So, and how do the updates that Minecraft goes through affect you? Like, do you update your server, or do you keep it at a certain, you know?
We keep updating it. We've got some survival maps that regular, you know, anyone from the public can come in and mess around in. But yeah, when an update comes, we swear at each other and strangle our mod developers to fix everything that breaks. And a couple of weeks later, we'll the server gets updated to the next update.
So, and do you have your plugin developers working on things like pandas? You gotta have pandas.
Pandas are cool.
No, I'm a panda.
Okay.
One.
Okay, cool.
That works.
Yes. So we've got lots of plugin ideas and some that we're working on, but the project is designed that you don't need a mod to run it. So people can download our monthly snapshot and mess around with it in single player, and things will still work exactly the same way it should.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
That makes sense.
Are there any terracotta soldiers in that era? And if they are you going to make them snow golems?
No, but I have. The project uses a custom texture pack that I've built, and I've actually re-textured some blocks so it looks just like a terracotta soldier.
Sweet.
So you still be a terracotta army in the project.
Sweet.
Nice.
Crazy. I already have a standing army of 800 soldiers to invade the other maps.
Nice. Okay.
And so we didn't, I mean, we kind of asked a little bit about training new people and getting new people. If you were looking for new people, or if there's some people who are really serious and understand how much work it is and want to get involved, do you want them to email you or get in touch with you somehow?
The best way to email, to contact me about that is to go to the project homepage, which is project1845.com. And that takes you to Planet Minecraft info page for the project. Just to send me a private message through that website. And if you can convince me that you're serious enough, then I'll be serious enough with you.
Well, that's fair, and I think, I mean, this is, you could really make a name for yourself in the Minecraft community and in the Guinness Book of World Records working with Botari on something like this. So if you're serious about something and get involved with a project like that, then get in touch with him, because I think, you know, take it from 10 years to 5 years, you know?
Right.
Just with one person willing to put in, you know, that much more work. So how about we get, you know, 50 people interested in, you know, putting in much every day. Anyway.
Yeah, so on the project homepage, you can look at the information. There are download links to download monthly snapshots. There's the dynamic map, so you can see how big it is. And then you've got the multiplayer servers, the server that we do the main building on, which is play.minecraftworlds.info. And you can see how big it is and see all the flat land that goes as far as the eye can see that still needs 30,000 buildings plus on it.
This is the part of the show where Botari is trying to scare you away from signing up. Because if you can get past that, then you're good to go.
Yeah.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
You're waiting for the
details.
We got a snapshot.
And the news this week.
Snapshot.
Was that the snapshot sound effect?
Yeah, you like that?
I did. That was cool. Do it again. Oh, wait. Should we not do it again? Yes.
That was
no. That was chaos in order telling me I should come back and play.
Oh, really?
Okay.
That's
nice. Funny.
But it was good timing.
That
right?
was excellent.
Yep.
All right. So yeah, new snapshot.
Yep.
No, doesn't work as well as the other one, does it? Okay. So new snapshot.
New snapshot.
And this was on Thursday, as usual. And none of the details that were in the snapshot actually got published on the website.
Yeah, that
you
was
had to
weird.
Go and figure out what they did. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I think it's cool. I mean, you know that you can just go to the Wikipedia, go to Minecraft Wiki, and look under development updates and get a huge list, because everybody will figure it out within seconds.
Yeah.
But at least it offers the chance to explore and discover things yourself. I don't know.
Do you think this is a way for them to, like, not have to worry about the bugs as much? Like, you know, if they put the list of stuff that was supposed to be in or wasn't supposed to be in, and then people find other stuff, they're like, you missed this, or it's a bug, or, you know, and now they just do this, and it's like, maybe it's a bug, maybe it's not.
Yeah, it's like, now pigs will spin on fence poles. Awesome.
Stripper pigs. Wait. That's dirty. Pigs are dirty.
Well, it's not like they're wearing clothes anyway. So they're kind of... Anyway. All right.
So what did we get? What did we get in this?
Okay.
Well, first, we've got that there are new dispensers, and they will deploy boats on water and minecarts on rails.
That's pretty cool.
So, but do they stop, or do they, like, start in motion?
No, it'll pop it out right in front of you, unmoving.
Nice.
Like right in front of the dispenser.
Nice. Which is something that everybody always builds. Like, that's, you always want that in the game, so you always have to build it yourself. I don't know that they necessarily had to make this an item, because people were already building their own.
When you say building their own, you mean like they had a chest?
They had a chest with a bunch of boats in it.
Well, no. I mean, like how about, for instance, you know, we've been playing Kingdom of the Sky 2.
Yeah.
World Burns. And the latest episode 8, There was a minecart sitting on a rail, so you get in it and you hit a button and it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
The next one that comes falling out of the ceiling falls right into place. So
okay,
then
right.
You sit in it, hit the button, you go, and then another one. So those are called like magazines, and those have been around for probably over a year. And,
yeah.
You know, people
and
figured that out.
And train stations.
Yeah.
I mean, like huge maps to make what you're talking about happening that they made in one block.
Right. So they condensed it down. I don't know if that's really good or bad. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, if you take away all of the stuff that people build and just make it one block, then it's like you're kind of taking away a lot of our creativity, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
No.
So would you?
I think they can take that, though, and be even more creative. Like, they're having to do this not to be creative, but to be functional.
Right.
So I think it's a little different. Like they're probably not too happy that they had to build this huge minecart station to make their minecart
come out.
Probably
wasn't fun for them.
You know, the first guy, maybe it's fun. He gets a YouTube video and everybody's like, oh, that's cool. But the second guy who didn't realize that video was out there and a downloadable version of it that he could have stuck into his map is probably not too happy about it.
Right.
Now, he may not be happy that now he has a block that replaces his whole structure either. And I was like, you know, he's sitting there like, stupid, and like knocking the way his old station so he can put down the one dispenser.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, because people miss the old making repeater blocks. They miss those really bad, don't they?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that made a lot of stuff great.
That's true. So just think about it that way.
Yeah.
So the next thing is if you throw stackable items out of your inventory one at a time, they'll stack on the ground.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
So is like a number appear, or do they stack like visually, like into a big stack?
No.
No, I think it's just, it's like a stack of stuff in your inventory at that point. It's one item. When you pick it up, it's like 64.
Well, the key is you don't end up with two, you know, if you pick up 600 items, you don't end up with 600 sprites on the ground.
Right. So it's better for performance. And it pretties the place up. But
Also, it'll come into your inventory stack that we're
right. That's what I mean. Yeah.
That's the Okay. Yeah.
But that means that you can't. Remember, there was a puzzle in World Burns, and you tried to put down a coin on each little square. It was a 3x3 grid, and you put down one on each square.
Yeah. Thanks for spoiling it for people.
And, weren't we wrong with that one?
Well, yeah, we were wrong, but no more can you do that. You can't do that anymore because they would all just go into a stack.
Well, no, it has to be in the same spot. I mean, they don't all magnetize all the time. I mean, you can still throw stuff down.
Yeah, but I think there's a proximity thing, right?
Like I would assume, within, but I think we need to test that.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're making that up.
But now you just have to put down nine stacks of stuff.
Nine stacks?
Yeah, there you go.
Stacks on stack, right?
I mean, is it within a meter? I guess we will have to do some choice.
Yeah.
Some
is it Australian or European?
Well, you know, each block is supposed to be a meter. So if it's beyond 1 meter, that would be...
La, 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 la.
Yeah. Confirmed it. One block is 1 cubic meter.
Right. So if an item spans across another block, which would be over a meter, would it be magnetized? And you know,
see, I think they should take it back to like old time days and change it to whoever owns the server. The block is the size of their foot. Right?
Yeah, like
that is a foot in the game. It's their foot.
King Henry.
So the other thing that people figured out from playing with the new snapshot is that the pick block button, the pick block is work. It now works.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So like if you're in creative and you use the pick block. And if you use it on a mob, and it actually works now, and if you use it on a mob, it'll actually give you a spawn egg of that mob.
That's sweet.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
That is really good. Excellent. Yeah, that's going to speed up building Beijing, I believe, actually.
And so now also animals spawn as baby animals from eggs? Is that true?
You can, yes, yes. Except for creepers, because there are no baby creepers.
Oh.
There are cute creepers on shirts in the Jinx store.
Yes. Or as knitted objects on eBay.
Yeah, but this is this a bug? JC in the chat room was saying this is a bug. The baby animal thing.
I don't know. In our show notes, it says not a bug, so I don't know.
Oh, it says not a bug. Well, that's weird, though. Like, I don't want to spawn a bunch of babies.
Well, should they have two separate eggs, though? Or should they have an egg that grows? Or something that grows.
What? Oh, why does having a baby animal hurt?
Because you got to wait for it to be a big animal.
Yeah, it's like I don't know. I mean,
I want my big cows now.
I mean, I guess it makes more sense because you know, you got to wait. But you're in creative mode. You should have ultimate control.
That's a good point.
So I don't know.
I think the easiest way to solve it is yes, have them come out young, and then something that you can change them old. Because right. There's no point having two of each of every egg. Like a young egg, old egg.
Yeah, that would be a ton. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, maybe you put it down on the ground, And just like a repeater, you right-click it to switch.
You kick it in the face.
There's a switch on it. A big lever that says baby and adult. You go, cling. You switch it to baby.
Maybe
and
they
then
can
you
make the dispensers,
it.
The new dispensers, if you put the eggs in them, they will come out as an old one.
Yeah. And a dispenser of time.
Smack-a-lock-a. We also learned that you can shift-click to wear armor and to load items into brewing stands. I was about to move on, but then I saw that I missed
that. I thought it also worked with furnaces, too.
Sure, why not? Eric said that.
I'm not
100%
on it.
Works 100% of the time, Eric says, on,
on furnaces.
Dispensers and furnaces.
Yeah, that's great. I love shift-click. I was sad that wasn't working everywhere, so that's good.
Yep.
So, well, our expenses next year have just increased, like, pretty much 100-fold.
I don't want to hear it.
MineCon 2012 was confirmed in a curse interview with Lydia at PAX East that, yes, there's going to be one, and yes, it's going to be in Europe, and yes, it's going to be very expensive to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, or maybe we should just get in a boat now and start paddling.
Yeah. You know, that means that we need to get our passports and...
Yeah, passports.
And a European.
For me, it's technically the opposite side of the world, so it's definitely a no go for me.
Oh, no. Yeah. Wow.
We'll
think about it.
We're looking for sponsors.
Yeah. Anybody really wants to go?
Yeah. Hey, you know, I hear Yogscast probably doesn't want to speak at this one. So, hey, you know, if Mojang wants us to come speak instead.
Hey, yeah.
It's all we need are some airplane tickets and we can sleep on your floor.
And I want to speak.
And we won't complain.
They told me personally they don't want to speak this year.
Yeah.
But we don't know when and we don't know where, right? It's just, it's going to be, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. So.
Cool.
And hopefully we'll get some info in the next few weeks, she says. We also have the first Legos rolled off the production lines, and Carl was there to pick some up. Is that true?
And what does everybody think about it? Everybody together?
Yay!
Shut up and take my money!
Oh.
I didn't know where you're going with that.
I didn't either.
So that's awesome. Yeah. Lego.
Cool.
Official.
So now I'm going to have to spend a crap load of money to get my kids Lego Minecraft stuff. Hey, it's my girl's birthday in like a month, so good
timing.
So
you can buy yourself some Legos in the guise of giving them to her. I like.
Yeah, I don't know why they only give you five blocks in there. Or, you know, Daddy, they look just like regular Legos. Well, I don't know. Just put them in the box.
It looks
right?
Like somebody. It looks like
take
somebody
some old Legos
wrote,
put them in the box.
Yeah, just like it looks like somebody wrote cobblestone in a Sharpie on this one. I don't know. With your handwriting, Daddy.
JCV SMC in the chat room wants to know what the Lego Minecraft game will look like.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So,
okay, so we got some quickie updates
JCV.
From.
Is that what I said? JCB? I think it's a JC. JCC. Something like that.
J-Sizzle? Anyway,
sorry.
From Carl Mane.
Carl
Mane.
Quick updates from Carl Mane.
This is Carl Mane.
Okay, tell us about it, Carl.
Yeah,
This is Carl Mane.
We know that. Can you just go on and tell us about what you did this week?
Yeah. This is Carl Mane.
Okay. We're just going to say it for him, I think. So on Friday, he tweeted out a list of updates and what's going on at Mojang, making the lives of Minecraft and Mojang news gatherers much easier. And Astro wanted to say thanks, Carl. I don't know what that has to do with anything. But
I don't either.
Bolted, so I read it.
Excellent.
Next. All right, do you want me to keep going through these?
I'll do one. Yeah. Right. The Minecraft team is focused on getting started with work on the new API.
The latest version of the Minecraft Pocket Edition was submitted to the App Store on Friday. So it normally takes about 2 weeks, they say, to get it to approved by Apple. Well, that's about right, yeah.
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 Eric, you want to read this one?
Yeah, scrolls. Is getting closer to alpha status. So get ready, everyone who has a an alpha beta code, which I know one person who has one, and that would be Astragali.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He won one from us.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while. hopefully he still has it, or they still know about
well,
it.
Well, then everybody who went to MineCon, right?
Oh.
Got the scrolls.
Oh.
No, wait. No, that was Cobalt.
Yeah, well...
Well, you heard it here first. Everybody who went to MineCon...
Hey, Carl, can we have some keys? Carl, are you there? Hello?
To some Lamborghinis.
Carl.
This is Carl Mane.
Hey!
Oh, if we could have keys, say, this is Carl Mane.
This is Carl Mane.
Yes! All right, thanks, man.
Oh, man. Hey, so what is everybody doing today, Carl?
This is Carl Mane, and you've been listening to The Shaft.
Oh, that is okay. Cool.
They have been listening to The Shaft. Yeah. So evidently, Carl has decided to block Interview with Chris with Notch, because Notch is working on 0x10C, and he's evidently in the creative sweet spot.
Oh, right.
So, you know.
He's in the zone.
Yeah. It's kind of like how we don't bug you when you're editing.
Yeah.
Except for we do.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
In the zone.
Yeah. So evidently Notch is in the danger zone, and Carl is running his goose.
Man, you just went with Kenny Loggins all over this
Kenny
podcast.
Did. With Kenny?
I did.
Okay, so the new Mojang HQ will be ready for occupation on June 1st, and according to Carl, the new decor theme is British Gentleman's Club, with lots of tweed. Chesterfield couches and pool tables. Astrogali would like it known that he is not an influence for this because he's no gentleman. And I can...
When they say gentleman's club, that means different things here in the United States.
It means stripper poles.
Yeah. Pigs on fences.
Gentleman. It does mean pigs on fences.
That was terrible.
God. It's like a morning show now. It's like a sound effect.
It's a morning show. What are you trying to say? Is it getting really... I hate it if the show's getting really...
Are we in the zoo crew now? Is that what's going on?
We're in the zoo crew for sure. All right. So the last one here.
So there's a project going on.
Yeah.
And it's called You Are Minecraft. And the goal is to have a massive collection of 100,000 Minecraft avatar statues as a thank you to Notch and Mojang.
Crazy.
And they have built nearly 42,500 statues so far, and they've gotten some attention for it. And the project is set to end on May 19th. And they have raised enough donations to keep the server online past the original deadline. And if you're interested in getting involved or checking it out, you want to go to www.youareminecraft.com. There's a Facebook page, too.
So should we give them the wrong server and see if they'll go build some Chinese houses instead?
That's a good idea.
Chinese houses.
That work?
Now, I talked to Easy this week, and she was like, you guys need to go and put your avatars there. And I thought, okay, and then we can talk about it on the show as well. So let's try to do that.
Okay.
Let's do it tonight.
You know?
We'll film it.
We can film it, make a video or
something.
That'll
be interesting.
Yeah, it'll be riveting.
Riveting.
So.
And evidently the project ends on the date of the XBLA release, according to Minecraft, according to Raider Guy. And Lorger already has their statue on that server.
Lorger?
So... Lorger. Lore Roger.
Lore.
Somebody save me.
Listener. Contributions. Dunk.
And then you shot them.
So, quickly, we do want to mention that we have another sponsor, Audible, and they've been with us for a long time now, probably almost a year, half a year, something like that. A
couple decades.
There's been a lot of people who have been really happy with what they do. I'm one of them. I love my Audible subscription. And you can actually go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get a free 30-day free trial. And they have over 100,000 downloadable titles. Just go do it. Go do that. And at the same time, sign up at Netflix. You'll just have so much media that you won't know what to do with yourself. And speaking of someone who doesn't know what to do with themselves and a bunch of stuff, Astrogali got a bunch of poems this week.
Oh, yeah.
I think we got a note sometime during the week was like, I hate you. So the people who submitted poems about Astrogali and will receive Brickforce beta keys are these folks. Ingenerous, Navy Vinny, Rotten 4, TMW 12, Dolthra, Red Hawk 88, Zach 195, Rue 17, Agent Spectops 3, Lewis Simi, and Urquhart.
Urquhart?
So we have the poems here, but I think, aren't we going to make Astragali come on and read them himself sometime?
Yeah, well, they'll be better in the...
No, I thought we were going to read them. Like, throw a little guitar in there and just do them up. Yeah.
There's a bunch, though.
That's okay. There's a bunch, though. It's very daunting.
Yeah.
It's totally awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's a show in itself. Should we wait till after this show and have, like, the poetry show? The poetry slam.
Yeah,
the poetry slam. Yeah.
And
candles and snap fingers.
And we can record it right after this one, and then it can go up on the feed just as well. And
I got an idea. Let's just do one. Here, we'll just do the first one. How about that? You want to do that? All right, so you need to...
Where's Astragali?
I don't know where Astragali is.
He's surprisingly disappeared this show. I wonder if that was because he thought we were going to make him read this.
That's true.
So, Ingenerous.
All right, who's going to sing it?
I think Wes is the poetry reader.
I don't know.
Here.
I don't know where to find this, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't have... is this in the... is there a Google Doc with these in them?
Yeah. Well, just start it. Start it. I'll do it. From Ingenerous. Who's the one we turn to for all the latest news? Astragali. I don't think I can do it with the harmonica.
Okay, sorry.
Because I just want to sing along with you.
Okay.
Who's the one we turn to for all the latest news? Astragali. He's the one we choose. It wouldn't be the same without that lovely name.
Astragali.
He's the champion of the game. He's the one who runs the show, and we really all should know.
Astragali!
The one to whom we should all bow low.
Nice.
There we go.
All right, we'll move along, and we'll throw
in some
more.
Is this in the submission form?
It's at the very bottom of the show notes.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
So these are excellent, excellent. Good stuff. And next here we have from Swamp. Hey, guys. Swamp here.
That was a great Swamp impression.
Swamp here. I was just going to say that in episode 76, the April Fool's one, I listened to that.
Is he like an old man, maybe?
I think he went to sleep early, so maybe.
I don't know. Okay, so in the April Fool's episode, I listened to that as I was going to sleep. I heard you guys talk about stained glass that was going to be in 1.2.6. I fell asleep after that, and the next day, before I knew it was a fake, I told everyone that, in fact, stained glass was in 1.26. Ooh, we made him into a liar.
He probably got beat up.
They all got really excited, and then I listened to the rest of the podcast. It was a fake. So thanks for getting my hopes up, Swamp.
You're welcome.
The good news is we found out it is going to be in 1.2.7.
Yeah.
So
I don't go tell your friends again.
Yeah. I think you've let yourself down prematurely. Really let them know that this time it's for super realsies. Yeah.
No takesy backsies.
Yeah.
And really, if anybody takes us seriously,
No, really, it was. This is why they didn't tell you what was in 1.26, because it was actually in the last snapshot. You just don't know how to make it yet.
Yeah, that's right. It's hidden.
Yep.
So go and get your friends to help you make it.
Yeah, those friends that are all mad at you now.
Yeah. 1.27 also has obsidian tools.
Yes. And lava boats. It's pretty sweet. Okay. So,
okay, from Calias 44, I'm looking for actors, in-game and voice, and builders for an upcoming series on YouTube. If anyone wants to help, contact me at Calias 44 on Twitter! Exclamation. There will be other stuff that, well, I didn't want to say, contact me at Calias 44 on Twitter! There will be other stuff they can be involved with, like custom maps, days, and future projects. You will need to be able to help between the hours of 3 to 6 p.m. GMT, and you will need Hamachi to be able to access the server. Last but not least, I'm looking for people with a preference for modern-style buildings, as that's the theme I'll be working with! Like, how do you do a period and then six exclamations?
Oh, I added the exclamation because I wanted you to yell it.
Did you not notice him typing those in while it was going?
I didn't at all. You A for effort.
You Cali ass.
And that's a Twitter handle. It's kind of like at Brent Copeland, but it's at Cali ass 44.
Yes.
Yes. No.
Okay.
Excavation station.
Wow, a lot of shooting and explosions going on. All right, Excavation Station, this is the segment where we listen to what you want to add into the game. And we discuss it.
First thing we have is wooden and redstone armor. Not wooden and redstone at the same time. We've got wooden armor, we've got redstone armor.
Which may have been cool.
The wooden armor is so that you can float in water without having to hold jump. The good side is it's easy and cheap to make. And it's as durable as leather. The bad side is you could catch on fire easier, and occasionally you would get a splinter. And then next, we've got redstone armor, and that could be used so that you emit a constant redstone charge. So you could ride a minecart and turn on a powered rail as you travel past, or a secret door that activates when you walk up to it. So.
Yeah. I'm done with armor sets. I go to enchantments. Just enchant me some boots that are water walking boots.
Oh, okay.
You know, enchant me in a helmet that has some redstone.
That's true.
Relay.
We
or
don't
something.
Really need more suits. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I kind of like the floating armor though. That would be. I mean.
Yeah, but every time you swim, you're gonna go like take your armor off and go put on your floaty armor. Oh crap! I left it in my chest at my home. Let me go all the way back to my home. Oh crap! There's a river in the way. What do I do?
Well, then you just swim if it's bot. I mean, you know.
You just do it the old school way.
Slash home. Got my armor. Oh, yeah. I could have just flown over the damn river. Poo-poo on your idea. That's so mean, Eric.
Oh, jeez.
Eric's full of hate and rage.
So, no, I like the idea. It's just not as armor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I buy you. Maybe you could, like, carry a redstone torch and... As long as you're carrying it, anything you step on gets powered. How about that?
Oh, that's kind of neat. Well,
that's pretty cool.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you're just radiating it around you.
Yeah. Or maybe.
And then the longer you have it out.
But the whole redstone. Can you imagine how freaky redstone armor would look? It would look freaky.
Be like a Tron suit or something.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of neat. What do you think about this, Bo?
A Tron suit and 8x8 pixels on your face?
Yeah. What do you think about this, Bo? Are you into suits and armor?
Well, I would really like to wear the electric armor.
Yeah, that sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm not much of an armor person.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's why I die all the time in survival.
He's like, does it build houses? Because I'm not really into it unless it builds houses. Okay, so we got one here from Cold Ankles. Get some socks. They've got some Minecraft ones. Large text on signs is what Cold Ankles wants. Instead of four lines of text on a sign, why not a single larger character? That way you could make a bigger text, more visible, further away, albeit at a cost of more signs.
I like it.
I bet this would be something, or, like, would this be good for the project, Bo?
Bigger signs? Yes. You know, I've tried so many times of putting a sign saying, people, go this way. Mm-hmm. And the other time, most of the time, they go that way. So maybe some bigger words will help.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's game-breaking at all.
No.
You know? And you just use more signs in the crafting of the sign itself. You know, you just put four signs together, or I don't know, whatever it is. But still, yeah, that's cool. And then automatically on the big signs, you know, it changes to big font and bold. That way it's not complicated. Like, let me italic size, and then you have to know all the codes, like a, you know, like a BB forum or something. You know, you don't want codes and stuff in the game, but...
He's gone too far.
What? I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of okay with BB code. I mean, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I think...
You know, keep it simple.
Take it one way or the other, but...
Like, if you're writing
personally on my server, I would love to be able to, like, make signs look how, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Like, somehow import a website into my sign.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Just some XML. There's my sign. It's nice, pretty.
Embedded.
It's got neon lights and stuff going with, like, Eat at Joe's flashing
Joe's
on and
1922.
Off. With a, you know, a construction worker down in the corner.
I want to embed YouTube videos on signs.
Yes. Yes, and then make people go on our server and watch them there.
But they can if they're using Adblock.
That's right. That's right.
So next we have Dispenser Enchanting, and this was submitted by JH007. If you use an enchanted bow to create a dispenser, the bow's enchantment would take effect if the dispenser launches arrows.
Okay.
So in other words, you could have a fire arrow launcher.
Oh, right. Weird.
Okay. I kind of like it.
What would you prefer, though? Would you rather you use a bow in it or just be able to enchant arrows and then whatever the damn arrows were enchanted, that's what they
that
shut out
too.
As?
That could work, too.
Or enchant the dispenser.
Yes.
And then put whatever the crap you want in it, and then
so
they
now
come
you got
out.
Flaming eggs shooting
Yeah, flaming pigs, whatever. That'd be cool.
It's in flaming boats, right? They can flame
maybe you can
out of there.
Maybe you could have a dispenser that will eternally put out one thing, but it'll only put out one every, like, minute.
When like a timer?
Like you can, you know how you can make the bows that never run, that don't use arrows?
Oh yeah, infinity.
Maybe you can make a dispenser that will always put stuff out, but you can only put out like one a minute or something like that.
That would be insane.
Yeah. I don't know, just some thoughts.
That's cool. Yeah, I like it. Excellent. Okay. Next.
Epic Cheese has an idea here for light potions. The idea is that maybe a new light material, maybe a new ore that you would make these with, and when placed in a brewing stand, it would make a potion that would let you see your surroundings as if you had had torches placed everywhere. But when turned into a splash potion, it would turn into a flashing grenade where the target will be dazed for a short amount of time. And what do you think?
Flashbang! Bam! I don't particularly like this idea all that much. I mean, I don't think it should be a dazing thing. I mean, I think it would be cool if you could throw a potion down a hole and it would explode and, like, illuminate the bottom of a pit. That might be cool.
Yeah. I don't know. Flash bangs. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, but I think they're thinking,
well,
like, if they throw it down...
Well, maybe not having those flash bangs. You have them just that they just light up an area and then slowly dim off. It would be a good way if you were, like... touring people around a server.
Yeah.
And, you know, follow the light.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Like breadcrumbs. Oh.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, the flashbang thing is, like, you know, you're going to have to, like, throw it in and, like, turn, right? Cause, or it affects you, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's why I hate flashbangs, because I always flash myself. I'm like, oh, let's throw it. Ah, crap.
Yeah.
That may just be me. I don't know. Let's see, Bo, did you have any ideas that you would love to see in the game?
Well, there is one that, well, I'd always love floodlights, but yeah, cool. That's a different topic altogether. But the main one would be if we had blank templates, because now that they can have it, they can have up to like 4,000 block types. Why not have 50 or 100 blank blocks, like blank blocks, stairs, half blocks? And if you add an extra texture pack image, it would color those blocks.
Oh,
it would be something that only creative people would use.
Yeah.
But at least it would give people with a big project that needs different kinds of blocks, it would give them a lot of leeway on how to do things.
Yeah.
I totally understand. Okay.
And maybe a way to replace them if those blocks were ever put in. Because I can almost see where, like... if you let this go in, that they could be like, oh, hey, that's an awesome type of block. Let's go ahead and put it in the game.
Oh, I see.
And then it would suck to have to go back and, like, replace it. But I guess you would still have it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no,
and
that's
I guess
cool.
They would... Yeah. But I guess being, like, template blocks, like, you would have to then know what kind of block it's going to be. Is it going to be a falling block like gravel or sand, or is it going to be a tough block like, you know...
Well, maybe they could do that, is have them all just plain white. And then have some that are, you know, their base ones are gray, or say numbers 1 to 20 are ones that fall and
stone
or something like that.
Right.
So it'd be something that if they set that up, then they would like, you'd have to know something about these blank blocks to work with them. But if you do work with them and you have a texture pack attached to them, then yeah.
Well,
you have more freedom.
I think it would also be cool if you could define, you know, if there was a host of blocks that you could define server side. There should be a server side texture pack. I mean, texture packs aren't big. You know, it seems you should be able to define, you know, 30 or 40 custom blocks for your server without mess. You know, a simple handshake on the connection should take care of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
because if we had template blocks, then mods like the Ether would be just so much easier to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's definitely I don't know if a need is the word, but a want maybe for doing more of like what they do with avatars, with other things like paintings, with signs, even.
Yeah.
Or like you said, like blocks. So you could just, you know, upload your texture either to their server or maybe just to your own.
Yeah.
And then plug it in a file somewhere, like, you know, block 775 is this.
Yeah.
Link is the link to the texture or whatever.
Well, I mean, you could even put it as a JPG on a website. I mean, let's be honest, you know, if I'm going to define 40 blocks, I mean, I'm looking at a 400 by 400 JPEG, right? How long does that take to download, you know?
Yeah.
That's true.
Always thinking, the Wes. Always thinking.
Always. Yeah. So. Excellent. I'm a fan.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
I saw Double Rainbow just the other day. Posted a picture of it on Twitter.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was raining that day. I almost saw a triple rainbow.
It was almost triple. Mm-hmm. Yep. It was pretty too.
Pretty
nice. So yeah.
Yeah.
So you remember earlier when I was talking about creepers on eBay?
Creepers
on eBay. Yep.
There's actually a stuffed creeper on eBay, and I don't know why we're covering one eBay auction. But
I think maybe this is Astragali's eBay auction. So you just put it in here.
I don't know. No. But
Astra, are you Bibble Bob?
Yeah. So anyway, there is a Minecraft auction for a crocheted creeper.
I'm putting a bid in right now.
It's very cute, and the auction ends on April 18th. So yeah,
I'm putting in $5 and 25 cents.
Too much for a crocheted creeper.
$5,
huh?
$5.
You think it's going to end up being $5?
I don't know. That's my bid.
So if you want to go up against Brent Copeland,
let me see what shipping is. Shipping's only $3. Yeah, I'll put 5 1/4 in on this.
Okay, sweet. I don't see anyone outbidding you ever.
We'll see. My bid is confirmed.
So there is.
Oh, I've been outbid.
Oh, curses!
Don't let it go away. It's at $5.75. I'm winning this. $6.
So yeah,
live eBay auctions. Could there be a podcast for this? Maybe a video.
Yeah, this sounds like.
Oh.
So I'm going to go ahead and move on while Brent continues to try to win this. There is a video called In Search Of. Do you remember the old In Search Of show? Did you like that when you were a kid?
Of diamonds?
No. It was called In Search Of, and there was In Search Of Noah's Ark, and it had Orson Welles narrating it.
Yeah.
And there was In Search Of Bigfoot. And one of them, I can't remember, one of them had Leonard Nimoy doing it. I think he might have done the Loch Ness Monster one.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the Reading Rainbow we're talking about?
No. It was a show called In Search Of.
I don't remember the show. Yep. I did see this video, though, In Search Of the Creeper.
Yeah. And so this is a little comedy in the In Search Of style. And
this is Wade. We met him at Minecon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was well done. So, that's cool.
Go check it out.
Yeah, definitely.
It'll be in the show notes.
In the show notes.
Through LeVar Land. See, Reading Rainbow. That was LeVar, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, that was.
See, I know what I'm talking about.
Burton.
Okay, so we got a link here to the Minecraft version changer. It's an alternative to the DigiX version changer that some people have trouble with, I guess. And unlike DigiX, you'll need to have your own collection of jar files. Wow, that sounds fun.
Yeah,
So that doesn't sound good. I mean, it's you can find the URL.
So we're going to change this link to the DigiX version? No, I'm just kidding.
I never knew anybody had any problems with DigiX.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never had any problems with my desktop or my laptop, so I don't know.
Now that the Minecraft Wiki has the files there, like, I don't even need any of them. Like, I'll just go there and download
them. Oh, yeah.
Wait, the Minecraft Wiki has the old jars?
Yeah.
I thought Notch didn't want the old jars distributed.
No, it's just a link to them.
Yeah.
The assets.minecraft.net is where they're located.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, they still have control over them.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So
okay.
It's just a link. Links are fine.
I swear I saw them there. I may be lying. I lie a lot. I don't know if people realize this yet. I'm a big fat liar.
Make sure that the jars you're downloading come from Minecraft.net, like assets.minecraft or somewhere, because there are some fake jar files. Yeah. They're not good.
Yeah.
You know, so make sure you're downloading from the right place.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's a good version changer. I've been using a Magic Launcher now. They just keep beefing it up. It just keeps getting better and better. But it is not it doesn't download jars either or anything. But
yeah.
So
I don't know. I can understand some people not liking DigiX now that they switched to the .NET version. If some people don't want to use .NET.
Maybe that's the problem.
But anyway, there's also a link here to some Papercraft models.
Papercraft. These are the ones that Steo. Am I saying that wrong?
Saint 30. Steo. I don't know. Steo. So, yes, it is Steo. But it's
But you know, they're right here. It's humping the llama on my mic right now.
Spelled Saint 30. ST30. And anyway, so we'll provide a link to the to that. And Estragali left a link, left a note here that said, it's odd that the page doesn't feature the models, but I seem to remember finding some. Now, I didn't find the version of the actuated piston that we had on his site, but there is other Papercraft stuff there to download.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Steo's site.
Cool. Steo.
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 And you too can cast voodoo curses on your friends.
Steo. The octopus.
I'm stealing all
there.
Of JC's jokes tonight, by the way, from the chat room.
Yeah.
Half the funny things I say came from him.
And the other half are non-existent.
Yeah.
That's saying he's not funny. Did you get that?
Okay.
So we've done a lot of links tonight.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of links.
Yeah. We got another one. Yeah, no, there's a mod and a link left.
Okay, go on.
Do you want to do the mod?
No, go on.
No, you should do it, because I think you'll really like this.
Okay, here's a mod from, it's the Creepite mod. This mod by the New Hope adds Creepite ore to Minecraft. You can use it to make armor and weapons. Both have the same durability as iron, but you can also make a creeper robot to fight for you, and creeper grenades. It requires the mod loader, and we will put this link in the show notes, as always. Thank you.
That was a fantastic public service announcement.
Nice.
Yeah, I half expected it to be from the Civil War.
Totally.
See us tonight as we recreate these scenes from the Civil War. Tom hurts his thumb really bad. It's really good stuff.
It's really good.
Okay, Wes, can you read this next one for us, please?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this a little bit. The Adventure Multiplex. Remember, it's the huge, giant maps, the biggest map ever? Well, other than...
I don't remember.
Other than China, I'm not sure here.
It's the biggest,
not an adventure map. Well, it's the biggest adventure map.
You know, well, we're going to make it an adventure map.
You don't have to go and solve the Forbidden City, you know?
Or maybe you do. Maybe we just never have. Maybe that's how we stop the Aztecs from killing us at the end of this year.
That's a good point.
There's only one map that's actually larger than Project Azen 45, and that's the rebuilding of Middle-Earth.
That's what I was... I was thinking that was going to be the biggest one right now.
So do y'all have gang fights?
It's about 30% larger than my project.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do y'all, talk trash about each other?
No, but the other city building big projects, we kind of, clash a bit.
Yeah. That's funny.
You guys use too much wool. You guys use too much cobblestone. Wool, cobblestone. Wool.
The great wall is 45 blocks high. It's supposed to be 46. Sorry.
So this is called the Adventure Multiplex, and evidently it's one of the largest adventure maps to date, created by over 80 people, who each had one task, and that was to create an adventure encounter that would fit into a 20 by 20 by 20 space. So there's over 15 hours of gameplay.
Yeah, and you can go and you can tell it, I only want to play the parkour maps. And it will flip lots of switches and pistons and weird stuff, and then your story will just go through those. And you can say, I want puzzle and parkour, or I want it all, or whatever. So there's this control panel. And you flip it, and there's a overarching narrative that takes you all the way through. So it's really amazing piece of work.
Huh? No, but okay, let's go back a little bit, because we've read this in a way to me that makes it sound like, hey, some guy and gathered 80 people and said, hey, let's make this map together and blah, blah, blah. What happened here was someone had a contest and said, make me a 20 by 20 by 20 space. And then he took all these spaces and put them into this map.
Right.
Right. So I think it's a little different than that, because it's not really cohesive. These things don't really go together. There are 80 separate puzzles, or how many ever puzzles, separately.
Right.
So to me, it's a little, it's almost just like saying, well, really, Minecraft.net has the biggest adventure map ever. Just go to their adventure map forums and start with the first one and go down. Right. Yeah. I mean, so let's keep it in perspective. It's big, and yes, it's cool. Go play it. It'll be fun. I think we're going to do it, or you did it. Or
no, I'd like to do it.
So we're probably going to do this.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I mean, like, does it, like, if you say I want to do the parkour stuff, is there like some PHP generation thing going on? Do they physically move you?
Pistons. It's like lots of doors open and lots of doors closed.
That's how I see. I see like a long hallway.
Yeah. So basically,
and
so
it closes off, like, you know, no parkour because now the wall's shut in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got We're gonna have to play it and see, and I think then we can talk about it more.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, that's cool. And then lastly here, Vex Super Hostile number 11, Lethemir.
Man, you're good with
Lethemir.
Words.
Lethemir.
A new adventure map from
Sounds
Vex
like an elf.
With a new continental style.
What does that mean?
Well, it'll give you like little eggs.
Continental.
And little biscuits. What is it, breakfast?
Continental breakfast is like, it's like bread.
It's grits.
Bread and spreads and cheese.
It's crap like that's always gone before you get down there.
Yeah.
And I have this big belief that they don't actually put the breakfast out ever. They just have old boxes of like rice flakes that they put out there. And then like what they finished earlier, they kind of throw in the bottom of pans and put it out there. So the first person comes down from the room and goes, damn, I didn't wake up early enough.
Oh, I know. Totally.
That's all continental breakfasts. Don't believe it.
Don't believe it.
Okay.
So that's a new Vex map.
I don't know if that has to do with anything.
Brent
really.
Rant number 21A.
You're welcome. Speaking of hotels and people who clean hotel rooms.
Housekeeping!
Yikes.
Housekeeping!
What's going on?
Hey, you guys!
Oh, we got the Muppets this week cleaning the house.
Excellent.
That's actually an electric company. Don't you know that?
Yeah.
Come on.
So, that's right. Do we have anything for housekeeping?
Well, what about PlayOnCon? We haven't talked about that in a long time.
PlayOnCon's coming up the last week of July. You can go to playoncon.com. I am trying to get Joe Hills to answer my emails, but he's been very, very busy with all this gift stuff that's been going on. But we're putting together a Minecraft track, and we're going to try to get a bunch of Minecraft personalities down to come and do the show. I've also got Voltaire playing. I've got some fire dancers. I'm talking to a guy named Professor Shy Guy, seeing if he'll come and perform. He does video game music. We've got all kinds of great stuff going on.
And I love throwing this stuff on Wes, because I have no part in this at all, but I love just saying stuff like this anyway. Make this your MineCon 2012. I mean, if you can't go to Europe, go to this, because all Minecon is a bunch of people who love Minecraft down there, right? And a bunch of Minecraft stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get a bunch of Minecraft stuff there for you.
Yeah.
And if enough people start going and say they're going to go, Minecraft celebrities and all that, I'm pretty sure we can probably, well, not get, but Mojang's going to want to send someone to something that big, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so it takes us to make it that big.
Yeah. And the truth of the matter is, I mean, what we remember about MineCon is less about the location, and it's more about hanging out with
all
everybody.
All about the people, yeah. And we already have some people saying they're very interested in coming down, like Lucklin, Wolf21,
Bitburner
for sure, Paul Swords Jr. So definitely consider it. It's going to be fun times.
Yeah. Yep. So go to playoncon.com. Last weekend of July. It runs Thursday to Sunday. So if you want to come early, you get there. We're going to have a full line of programming on Thursday night and all day Friday. Thursday night's the charity auction. I mean, not charity auction, charity casino.
I have yet to get to that, and I so want to.
We have
I'm going this year.
We have a...
Yeah.
D dealers and a live band and all kinds of stuff. No, it's fine. We're ready to go.
Okay.
Go to youtube.deadworkers.com. Watch our videos.
Yeah, watch it. Subscribe. Check us out. You can watch us live every Sunday on deadworkers.com/live.
And head to project1845.com. Check out what Bo is doing over there and some amazing stuff. Anything, last things, Bo?
I absolutely love comments from the community. It's really what keeps me from slashing my wrists. a quick shout out to my server's main plugin developer, Maxi Deco. He's made some awesome plugins for the server, and he has to deal with a lot of my complaints and weird requests and that, so I just want to shout out to him. Yeah.
Cool. Well, good luck with all of that. It's going to be epic when it's done. And
we're really looking forward to you making 2%.
Yes.
Milk?
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
I'd like to give an idea for Minecraft. A cow that can give chocolate milk.
Just the other day, my flatmates saw me building. They said, hey, you play Minecraft too? I'm like, what? You play Minecraft? Nice. Usually I'm the nerd.
You're like, do you have a shovel and a pick? Because why don't you go check out my server? I got some things you can do.
Yeah. Oh, it's like my was ironically, flatmates. I was telling them that I build this really big project, and they said, "Oh, I heard of this guy that loves China and you know building doing this huge project." And I'm looking at him with a really weird look, like that's me. The project's going to take many years, so a lot of people ask me, "What's it going to look like when it's done?" There is hidden, well, not really hidden, but there is a in the download section, so you can download to look in Google Earth, and that's the original old 1740 map. And not only does it show where all the buildings are, but it also shows what each of the front of the buildings look like. For those people curious enough to want to see what it looks like finished.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Hey guys, just wanted to say I'm loving the show. Keep it up.
Bo, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for getting up early. It's crazy.
It's all right. I've got assignments piling up anyway, so I'm motivated to get those done.
Yeah. All right, what's Bo doing here so early? He's usually up late working on that Chinese thing.
Dead Workers Party Network. Once you pop, you can't stop the shaft.